Okay, today is Daf Lamed, actually. Today is Daf Lamed. We're on Chav Tes Lamed Beis, second line from the bottom. Is that what we're up to, second line from the bottom? Yeah. Itmar. Chal lihiyos ba'ata tetzaveh. Let's say Parsha Shkalim falls out on Parsha Tetzaveh, which is impossible to happen today. Never happens. Let's say it does happen. What's the issue? The end of Tetzaveh goes right into Kisisa, which is Parsha Shkalim. Right? Just keeps on going. So what's the issue, right?
You can save the Torah,
but that's not even the question. But the question is, Amar Vitrach Nafcha, Kari Shisa V'ata Tetzaveh, Kari Shisa Mi V'ata Tetzaveh Ad Kisisa, call up six people and read Tetzaveh, V'chad Mi Kisisa V'ata Sisa, and then one person gets called up for Parshas Kisisa. So it's just Parsha Shkalim. Okay? Amar Abaya.
Why did you say to do that?
What?
Why did you say to do that?
It could have happened. Today it can't happen.
Right.
With our set calendar, that can't happen. Tetzaveh cannot be Parsha Shkalim. Can't be. As a matter of fact, in a non-leap year, I think Tetzaveh is always Parsha Zachar. Almost always Parsha Zachar. In a non-leap year. Almost always. But the time of the Mi'ezah HaKodesh, it couldn't happen. So what do you do? There's no problem. The issue is what Abaya is going to raise. Amar Abaya, if you do that, Amri, people will say, Akume hudika mikame hasam. We didn't read Parshas Shkalim at all. Parshas Tetzaveh ends where you stopped. In other words, the first whatever number of Pesukim Parshas Kisisa, that's part of Tetzaveh. Nobody's going to realize it's Parshas Shkalim because it continues. Nobody's going to realize that. Therefore, says Abaya, Ela Amar Abaya, no. Akarushisa me Tetzaveh ad basisa. Read from Parshas Tetzaveh through Parshas Shkalim. Why do you have to do that? Through Kisisa. Then, V'chad Tani V'kari Mikitisa Ad Basisa. Then somebody again reads the second Parsha Shkalim again.
You read Parsha Shkalim twice.
Correct. Maskif, 1 second. Amesve, 1 second. We said yesterday, Chalios Parsha Smuchala, if the Parshas are next to each other, Bein Milfaneha, Bein Milachareha, whether before or after, Koronoso, Vikoflanosa. You read it twice. So, Bishlom Allah Bayanicha. That's exactly what Abai said. Read it twice. El Rav Yitzchak Navcha Kasha. But according to Yitzchak Navcha, it's a Kasha. You don't read it twice at all. Amal Rav Yitzchak Navcha. No. First of all, even Abai is not good. Well, Abai Aminicha. Tinach Lefonel. This only makes sense if Parshas Kisisa comes after Tetzaveh. Lacharel Hechim Mishkachazah. How is it possible for it to be afterwards? How's that possible? Why? Why is it the Kasha? The Kasha is because Shkalim is the beginning of the Parsha. It has to be afterwards. Makes no sense. Ella, Mayasachalam Eimar. That's not what it means to read it twice. What it means is, Kfula b'Shabbosos. You read it two Shabbos in a row. That could be, if let's say Parsha Shkalim is Tetzaveh. So you read Shkalim, you read Tetzaveh, you read part of Kisisa, and next week you read Kisisa again. That's all. That's all the statement meant to say. Hachanami kafula b'shabbosos. That's all it means. You read it two weeks in a row. What? Right. So we're going to get to that later. Chaliyat v'chitiza atma. Let's say Parsha Shkalim falls out on Mincha itself. Parsha Shkalim falls out on Parsha Kisisa itself. Let's say Parsha Shkalim falls out on Kisisa. Okay, that can't happen. But that can't happen today. Let's say it happens. So what do you do now? You have to read Kisisa and then read the beginning of Kisisa again. So Amar Vichlas Nafcha, Kari Shisa Min Va'asisa Ad Vayakel. Read six people from the end of Parsha Shkalim. Leave Parsha Shkalim out. Start laning in the morning after Parsha Shkalim ends. Start from right there. Get to Vayakel. V'chad Kari Michitisa Ad Vasisa. Then go back and read Parsha Shkalim. What?
This was never
like that. 1 second. Baya, hash to Amri, Lemafre, who the curry? You know what's going to happen? People will think, hey, Kareem's Torah out of order. No one's going to realize the Parsha Shkolim. You can read out of order. You start by Shavi, go back to Rishon, you can do whatever you want. That's what people are going to think. El Amrabaya, no. Kari Shitsa Ad Vayakel. Have 6 people read till Vayakel. The Chad, Tani, the Kari, the Chitsa Ad Vasisa. And then have that one person has to read it again.
Why do we get
what?
When did the Shvi come in?
Shvi? Right, there's no master here. It's a later thing.
Why don't we just give that thing to what's my
I'm sorry? Right, so no. You mean people are going to think? Yeah, I don't know.
I just
mean it's not backward, it's forward jumping, but it's still jumping.
Right.
That's a little different. So I'm playing Levi, so Shvi Shvi Vi, Kamishi Shvi Shvi.
That's it.
Mafter. That's 7, that's 6.
Mafter doesn't count.
But I count Mafter.
It's right. That's right. No, Shvi.
Shishi and then the last.
And then the last one.
The last one.
Kari Shisa Ad Vayakel. 6 people till Vayakel. V'chad Tani V'kari Mechitiza Ad Vasi.
She's saying that's not Mafter. That's a regular Aliyah.
Exactly. Exactly.
There was a Mafter at one time.
Exactly. Right. I don't know. I don't know who knows when it happened. I would have thought by a bias time there was Mafter. But I'm not counting that because it wasn't considered a real Aliyah.
Yeah.
We actually have a brisa that supports that. Chalios bechitisa atma. Let's say shkolim falls out of kitisa. Korin osa v'koflin osa. You read it, then read it a second time. Okay. Then we say it like this. Chalios pesach haShabbos makdim al Shabbos she'avra. Let's say parshas the Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week. Let's say it falls out during the week. Falls out on every day of the week except for Friday. We'll do Friday in a minute. Let's say it falls out on a Wednesday. So when do you read Parshas Shkolim? The Shabbos before. That's what we all do. Very good, simple. Itmar. No one disputes that. If it falls out on a week during the week, you read the Shabbos before. What about if it falls out on a Friday? What if Rosh Chodesh Adar is a Friday? So do you read it Shabbos before or the following day? That's a machlokas. What's a machlokas about? Here we go. Itmar. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, Rav Amar Makdimin, Rav says, you read it the Shabbos before, Ushmul Omar Ma'achwin. Shmuel does not, read it the next day. What are you reading the next day? You're reading Parshas Shkolim the next day. Rav Amar Makdimin, Rav says, you read it the week before, Shabbos before, to Im Kain, because if you read it the Shabbos after, if you read it on the following day, what day are you reading Parshas Shkolim? Beis, you're reading it on Beis Adar. You know what's going to happen? Batzrulahu yomei shulchanos. You're not going to have 2 weeks of setting up the tables. Remember we said yesterday that they used to announce shkalim on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and 2 weeks later they would set up a table, right? Not like they said yesterday. The IRS will come to you for the money. You don't have to mail them. They'll come to your town, and they'll sit by the bus stop, and they'll wait for you to come and give you money for the shekel. So that's a two week window. If you're reading it on Beis, it's less than 2 weeks. What? What do you mean? No. No. If you announce it on Rosh Chodesh, then 2 weeks later. 2 weeks later is 2 weeks later. But if you announce it on Beis, 2 weeks later from Rosh Chodesh, it's less than 2 weeks later. It's 1 day less. Yeah. That's more than 2 weeks, you say. I don't know if that didn't bother anybody. So the Gemara says, Ushmul Omar, Shmuel says, your whole issue is not an issue. Why? Shmuel Omar, Ma'achrin. You delay it. Why? Omar, Lecha, Sof, it doesn't, at the end of the day, Chamisar B'malei Shabsa Miklai. The 15th is going to fall on a Friday. Right? So B'shulchan will not get Ad Chab Shabsa. They're not going to go out till Sunday anyway. They're not going on a Friday, they're not home for Shabbos. Anyway, they're not going to come till Sunday. Therefore, Hildach Ma'achman, therefore it's okay. Says Rashi. Rashi says, it's like, I don't know, 5-6 lines down for the lines are skinny. Tachimi Acheres, Nami Ikashtei Shabbosos. Even if you delay it 1 day, you still have 2 weeks. Hildach, therefore, Ma'achman, Kadeshal, Tetzorek, Ma'achman, Be'beis Parshios. The reason we're doing this is because we don't want to have a break in between the 4 Parshios. We want to have as little breaks as possible. So if you read it the day after, if you read it on Beis, then the following Shabbos, you can read Parshas Zachar already. Because that'll be the Shabbos before Purim.
There's a break.
There's at least one break. So you want to try to minimize them. Now, next tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Chal Leos Pesach HaShabbos. If it falls out on the middle of the week, Makdimin L'Sha'avar, you make it the Shabbos before, Umafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and you know, there's a delay now. One Shabbos have an off Shabbos. So my love, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Isn't that mean even if it happened on Erev Shabbos? Lo, Pesach HaShabbos Dafka. No, only if it happened on Shabbos, on Shabbos itself. Only if it happened during the week itself. But not Erev Shabbos. Toshma. Now we're going to bring a Raya, which is going to be a problem with Shmuel. It's a difficult Raya. Ezi Shabbos Rishona. What's the first Shabbos of the four Parashios? What's the first Shabbos? So, Chal Leos Rosh Chodesh Adar. Any time Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the week, Bafilu be'erev Shabbos. Even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, what's the halacha? We don't finish. Now the Gemara interrupts. My lav afilu be'erev Shabbos. What does it mean when it says even Erev Shabbos? That means dumya detocha. That's just like the rest of the week. If it falls out on during the week, even on a Friday. What does it mean even on a Friday? If it falls out on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, even Friday. Ma tocha makdimin. Everyone agrees. Shmuel agrees. And if it falls out on a Thursday, you read the Shabbos before. So then, af erev Shabbos makdimin? Doesn't it mean that if it falls out on a Friday, you read the Shabbos before? Amar Shmuel, no. Ba. What does ba mean? What? No. Ba means it fell on Shabbos itself. So now, yes. So the statement that we said doesn't really make sense. But that's how Shmuel has to interpret it. It says like this. Any day that Rosh Chodesh falls out, if Rosh Chodesh falls out any day of the week, v'afilu be'erev Shabbos, which is what Bryce has said, even if... Huh? One second. Tashma, Ezi Shabbos Rishona, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Pesocha. Oh, I'm sorry. How do you read this now? I think Amar Shmuel. Right. I'm sorry. Take it back. Now I'm going to read it again the way Shmuel said to read it. Tashma, Ezi Shabbos Rishona. What does it mean? What's the first Shabbos of the four Parashiyos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Pesocha. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Pesocha means on Shabbos here. Vafilu be'erev Shabbos, or even on Friday. What's that halacha? You read on that Shabbos. So Shmuel says, I would never have thought it said that. That's what Shmuel says it says. So if it falls out on a Friday, you read it on Beis. And if it falls out on Shabbos, you read it on Shabbos. So either way, you're reading it on Shabbos. What about if it falls out on a different day of the week? Then Shmuel agrees, you read it before. My lav, a few of Erev Shabbos, dumi de tocha, ma tocha, makdimin, after Shabbos, makdimin, Amar Shmuel, no, ba. The word bitocha didn't mean during the week. It meant on Shabbos. V'chein tana de bei Shmuel, ba. And Shmuel learned, the yeshiva Shmuel learned the exact same thing, which is Shmuel and Shmuel's yeshiva, it's the same thing. Rashi says, no, forget the Rashi, okay. Kitanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Because you have why? What's the machlokas? It says, Mesargin l'shabbosos. You can skip Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Huda Hanasi. That's what Rabbi Huda Hanasi says. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, ain Mesargin. You cannot skip Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, ain Masai ani Omer, ain Mesargin. When do I say you can't skip Shabbos? Bisman, Shechal lihios be'erev Shabbos. If it falls out on Erev Shabbos. Aval. Bisman shechalios besocha Shabbos, but if it falls out on during the week, makdimin, you make it earlier. In other words, if it falls out on a Friday, there won't be any break. Because Friday is Rosh Chodesh. You're going to read Parsha Shkalim the next day, which is Beis. The following Shabbos is the Shabbos before Purim. You're going to read Zachar then. If you read it the week before, you have a break in between. Right? So that's what he said. I only hold, there's no break if it falls out on a Friday. V'kara b'Shabbat Sha'avra, and you read it the previous Shabbat, afalpi shehu Shabbat. Even if that's Shabbat, is what we do. And you have a break in between? Okay, so you have a break in between. I'm not sure exactly sure what the idea of not having a break in between is. Because anyway, you have to have a break. Because you can't get from Rosh Chodesh Adar to the Shabbat before, to Parshas Chodesh, without a break. It's impossible. It's impossible. You have to have at least one. Okay. I don't think there's ever a break between Parah and Chodesh. I don't think even today there's ever a break between those two. I don't think so. Okay.
So, Shmuel's not worried about the fact that you're not going
to
have 2 weeks?
Right, because he says anyway you're going to have 2 weeks, because if Beis is a, if Rosh Chodesh is a Friday, then he said the 15th will be a Friday also. So you're not sitting at a table on a Friday. Right. So anyway, it won't, okay, so you do your best. Next, Shnia Zachar, Itmar. Now the same exact issue. Purim Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. What if Purim's on a Friday? So when do you read Zachar? The Shabbos before. Rav Amar Makdimin LeParsha Zachar. You read Parsha Zachar the Shabbos before. Shmuel Amar Ma'achmer. No, Shmuel says you read it on Shushan Purim, which is a Shabbos, which happens sometimes. If that can even happen today. Purim falls out on a Friday whenever Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. No, we don't hold like that. Shmuel says to do that. Shmuel says to do that. We don't hold like that. Right? Always read the week before. Shmuel says, I agree, except if what? If Purim is on a Friday. Then I say to read it the next day. Why? What's the Svara? Rav Amar Makdimin. Why do you read it before? Kihechi delo tiktam asil zechira. Because you can't have Purim before the zechira. First you have Zachar, then you have Purim. That's all the way around. Shmuel Amar No Ma'achmed Amalach, well, Kim and Ikam Mukafin the Avidi Bechamesar. Since you have certain places in the world, right, where Purim is being celebrated on the 15th, therefore Asiyah v'Zechir b'Hadi Adadik Asin. So therefore, they come at the same time in those places. So in the whole world, we're going to read the Parsha Zachar on the Shabbat after Purim, right, when Purim falls out on a Friday.
Maybe he's just talking about those cities.
I don't think he means only those cities, but I hear what you say. I don't think he means only those cities. I think because of those cities, we're going to do it everywhere. That's what our school said. Oh, really? Only for those cities. Okay, for those cities. Yeah, but the svara that you should have the zechira before the asiya makes a lot of sense. I don't think Shmuel argues on that svara. He doesn't argue on exactly. What are you remembering? He doesn't argue on that svara. He says, but since it's Shushan Purim, it's really Purim also. It's the same thing. Tanan. What? Right, Tanan. So our Mishnah said that Shnia Zachar, the second Shabbos of these four, is Parsha Zachar. V'hakimikla reish yarcha b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Shabbos, mikla Purim be'erev Shabbos. Purim, that, by the way, that's true. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Shabbos, then Purim will fall out on a Friday. V'katani Shnia Zachar. And what does it say? The Mishnah said the second Shabbos is Zachar. So therefore, Shmuel's wrong. So the Gemara, Amar of Papa, my Shnia, what does it mean, the second Shabbos? Shnia lahafsaka. No, it means the second Shabbos from the break. Why? Because if Rosh Chodesh Adar is a Shabbos, then what happens the following Shabbos?
So the first week will be Shkolin.
Right. What about the following Shabbos?
Shabbos.
No, it will be nothing.
It will be nothing.
So you skip. Oh, the second Shabbos after that, that'll be Zachar. Now, Tashma, another issue, which is the same issue we had before. And we're going to get the same answer before. Zezu Shabbos Shnia, what's the second Shabbos? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Besocha. If Purim falls out, what does Besocha mean? So we think it means it falls out during the week. We're going to say it means it fell out on Shabbos. Right now it means it fell during the week. I feel about Erev Shabbos, even a Friday. My love, Erev Shabbos, do me the tocha. Doesn't hear Erev Shabbos mean like any other day of the week. Ma tocha magdimin af Erev Shabbos magdimin. Amar Shmuel, no, it means ba. It means that if Purim falls out on a Shabbos, or even a Friday, you read it on Shabbos. What? Correct. 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 So Shmuel says, read it on Shabbos. What's the problem? What's wrong with that? If he allows you to read it on Shushan Purim on Shabbos, for sure Purim itself on Shabbos. Correct. Right. Exactly. Correct. V'chein tana devei Shmuel ba. And Shmuel said that. Shmuel said ba. What does ba means? On Shabbos itself. So if Purim falls out on a Shabbos, you read it on Shabbos. Chalios b'Shabbos atzma. What if it falls out on Shabbos itself? Right? So Amar Huna l'divrei Hakol ein makdimin. Now everyone would agree now you don't read it earlier. For Rav Nachman Amar adayin machlokes. No, it's still a machlokes. It's still a machlokes what you do. You read it that Shabbos or you read the Shabbos before? It my nami Amar Chiyav Abba Amar Abba Amar Rav Purim shechalios b'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on a Shabbos, makdimin, you read it before. B'kore Shabbos she'avra zachar. The Shabbos before you read zachar. Okay. Today Purim can't fall out on a Shabbos. It's not possible. Next, Shlishis Paraduma. The third week we read Paraduma. Tanar Idmar. Tanar Abanan. Ezi Shabbos Shlishis. What's the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmucha Lepurim. Any Shabbos near Purim. Me'achara afterwards. Idmar Reb Chama Bar Chanina Amar Shabbos Hasmucha LeRosh Chodesh Nisan. One minute, did I skip something? No. Yeah, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Velo Pligi. And they're not arguing. Ha Deikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos. Ha Deikla Be'emsa Shabbos. Tana Machlokas. Depends when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out. Because now the next one is Berevius, HaChodesh Adar Lachem, Tanur Abanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar Chalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Shabbos, Koran Kisisa, you read Kisisa, Umaftirin B'Yehoyada, which is the Haftar for Parshas Chodesh. Be'ezi Shabbos B'Shona, what's the first Shabbos? Kol Shechah Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios B'Socha. If the first Shabbos is, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out any time during the week, a few of Erev Shabbos, or even a Friday, Shnia Zachar, second one is what is Zachar? Umaftirin Pukarati. Ve'ez Zuhi Shabbos Shnia. What's that Shabbos? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Pesocha. If Purim falls out any day that week, a few Erev Shabbos, even a Friday. But Shlishis, the third week is Parah Aduma. Umaftirin Vizarakti Alechem. Right? Ve'ez Zuhi Shabbos Shlishis. What's the third week? Kol Shesmucha Lepurim Me'achareha. Any Shabbos near Purim after Purim. Revius, Hachodesh Hazeh. The fourth is Hachodesh Hazeh. Umaftirin Komar Hashem Elokim. We just gave a different Haftorah for Parshas Hachodesh. What? No. I'm sorry. I said before that the word Yehoyada was the Haftorah for Parshas Zach Chodesh. It's not. It's for Shkolim. Now, Komar Hashem Elokim Berishon Be'echad LaChodesh. We turn the page. Ve'ezuhi Shabbos Revius. What's the fourth Shabbos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Lios Pesocha Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Okay? Very good. Next. Then the Mishnah said, Hachamishis Chozrin L'Kesidron. Then the fifth week you go back to order. What order you go back to? So Bepashtus, you go back to regular laning. And these special lanings, there's no more, only four of them. Right? L'seder Mai. So ask them, what are you going back to? So Rav Ami Amar L'seder Parshios is Chozer. You go back to the seder of the Parshios.
But we didn't. We are in the seder of Parshios anyway, because we only have Chavetz.
Correct.
So we are in the seder of Parshios. When we read the seder of Parshios?
It seems to be, I think Rashi might say this, okay, there's a gigantic Rashi here going through you have a chart there also? Yeah, a massive chart how exactly it works out, what day of the week Rosh Chodesh falls at, Rosh Chodesh Adar, to give you how it's going to work out the next, the Baal Parsha. It's fine. No, Rashi says that on the Shabbos that you lay in Parsha Zachar and before Parshios, you didn't lay in the Parsha Shavua. So L'Seder Mai. Rav Ami Amar L'Seder Parshios Hu Chozer. So we don't hold like that. Now all those concepts, we don't hold like this first Shita. Rav Yirmiya says L'Seder Haftoros Hu Chozer. No, the Haftoros were different. That's how we hold. Right, look at the Rashi in the bottom, in the middle of the page. Shemesabachos halalu hifsiku seder parshios. They would stop the seder parshios. Dulo karu ela arba parshios halalu. Only read these four parshios, according to him, according to Rav Ami. How do you call seven people to read three psukim of parshas zachar? I don't know. You read the same thing seven times, right? In Kerem Yavne, they did that. Kerem Yavne, they've been passed Lacha five times. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Five times. Everyone a different Havara. Like a Svardi, one was Svardi, one was Temani, one was Yak. Five times they did it. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. By the way, Omar Abaya, listen to this. Abaya says, "Kavase derav Ami mistabro." I think Rav Ami's right. Rav Ami's right. Why? It's not because we learned v'chal mafsikin, because we stop for everything. What? Remember the mission said that? That let's say l'chat l'rosh chodesh, Hanukkah, Purim, Tainus, Mamados, Ulam Kippurim. What did we say that meant? That meant, let's say it's a Monday here. And it turns out to be today, Monday to Monday. And happens to be Rosh Chodesh. What laning do we lane? Rosh Chodesh. Let's say it's Hanukkah. What laning do we lane? Hanukkah. Let's say it's Purim. What laning do we lane? Purim. Same thing with the Tainus. The weekday laning always gets pushed off. Always. And by the way, what does it mean, Yom Kippur? What does it mean when the mission says Yom Kippur? So Tosa said Mincha. Mincha time. Right? Because we said yes, we said this. Mincha is the only Shabbos Mincha, no matter what day of the year it is, you lay in the Parsha Shavua, except if it's Yom Kippur. It could be Rosh Hashanah. It could be any Yontif. You always lay in Shabbos Mincha, the Parsha Shavua, except Yom Kippur. That's what this means here, Yom Kippur. What?
You always lay it on Shabbos.
Right, well, maybe I would say, let's say the first day Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, which could happen. We're going to lay in by Mincha time, some other thing.
But Rosh Hashanah itself, we're going to lay in Mincha, that's why.
Right. Correct. You're saying good. Now we're going to prove from here. Now, Bishlom, Olaman, Damar, Seder, Parasha, Zu, Chozer. That makes perfect sense if you tell me that on a Parasha, Zachar, you only lay in Zachar, no one, nothing else. Hainu, the Ikka, Parasha, Bechal. That's why there's a Parasha in the week. What does that mean, there's a Parasha in the week? Right? In other words, a tainus falls out on a weekday. Elamanda Amar, let's say Haftarah su chozer. Haftarah b'chol mi ikka. In other words, this whole Mishnah talks about the Dal Parshios. And then it mentions this following halacha. That no matter what, whatever the special day pushes off laning. Well, that only makes sense during a weekday. Right? And there's no Haftarah on a weekday. Correct. That's what you have to sign on the list. But his point is, you can't have half Torahs on a weekday. So the Gemara answers, kind of right with that. Haki de Isa, v'haki de Isa. Part of the Mishnah was talking about the Dal Parshios, and the next part of the Mishnah was talking about the weekdays. That's all, not a kasha. What kind of right is that? It's not a right at all. Right? Haki de Isa. Right? It's not a kasha. So the Dal Parshios really we lay in the regular Parsha Shavua, Parshas Mishpatim. Then we'll have Shkolim at the end. And what does it mean we go back? We go back to regular Haftorahs. Ah, what about the fact that everything else on a weekday gets pushed off? Yeah, we're talking about that's talking about weekdays. Okay. Ubatayni goes, Lamali Hafsaka. Not sure, exactly sure what this is talking about here. On a Tainis, why do we push off the lane? Let's say a Tainis is a Monday. So I'm going to do this. Likri mitzafra minyana diyoma. So on a Monday, read Monday morning the regular Parsha Shavua. We don't do that. Uba mincha t'tanitza. And by mincha, we're going to lay on a tanitza mincha, right? So by mincha, then we'll lay the tanitza laning. Why are we laying on the tanitza laning twice? I never thought about that. That's a good question, huh? Why are you doing it like that? In the morning, laying regular. By mincha, laying tanitza. Why are you doing it twice? So Gemara says, mitzai leila Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, mitzafra kinufya. In the morning, we get together. What does that mean, we get together? Look at Rashi. You got to read this Rashi inside. It's way down. Mitzafra kinufya. You see where it says? At the end of the line. Ma'asvin b'nei Adam. Everybody comes to shul. We gather together in shul. U'bodkin, and we check ourselves out. U'mazhirin, and we're very careful. Im yesh b'yadam aveira. If we have, like, why are we having a fast day? Having a fast day because there's a tzara going on. Let's sit down. We'll have this communal soul searching. What's wrong with us? What's going on? Why is Hashem punishing us? V'yichadlu, and we'll stop doing whatever we're doing wrong. Kedei shiyiskabel hatainus. So the tainus should be mekubel, and the bad news should go away. The bad thing, the lack of rain or whatever it is, should go away. Lefikach, ein kanai b'shachmas lukas b'torah. There's no time in the morning shachmas to go late. We're too busy with this. You hear this? Right, there's no time to go late. We're too busy soul searching. I don't know if he's talking about a time like that. Right? It's unbelievable. Too busy to lane. There's no time for too busy soul searching. We don't have time to go lane.
For a rain is once in a while. I mean, it doesn't happen every year. The other connection happens every year. Why would he be talking about...
So that's a good question. So why on a regular time is we lane the same thing twice? I don't know. Well, if it's not on a Monday or a Thursday, I understand.
How come you don't do Haftorah on the morning when you only do it in America?
Right. So the other Gemara says, Hechi Abdinun, how exactly do you do this Tainus? So Amar Abaya, Bichakro Laplagya, from the morning to half the day, Dioma, Lapata Dioma, half the day, Ma'an in the middle of the Masa, we're busy with things in the city. Right? We're busy with all these things. Bipalka Dioma Lapanya, second half of the day, Survi Dioma Karium after me. One quarter of that, meaning a half of a half, which means a quarter, we lay in, we have Torah. Revi'in the Yama Bar Rachman. The other quarter we daven. Shenemar, like it says, Ve'ikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem. Revi'is Hayom. Mitzvadim u'shtachim. So ve'epachana. To do it the other way around. The morning daven and lane, and the afternoon you sit around and figure out what's wrong with you. No, lo sokadai. That's not possible. The chesim could have said ve'eli yasfu kol chered v'divrei Elokei Yisrael. Right, chered is a charedi. Al ma'al ha'golav ani yoshev mishomam ad l'minchas ha'erev. So the other way around. First, you're busy with that, and then the second half, you daven. Okay, next. This Mishnah now tells you all the things you lane every possible day of the year. So, b'Pesach, on Pesach, Korin Parshas Moados Shel Toras Kahanim, which is Parshas Emor, which, by the way, we do that. Right? This Mishnah is only talking about one day on Tov. So the Gemara will say, well, on the second day we do the following. One day on Tov. Batzeres, on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos. You're laying Shiva Shavuos. What's that? Says Rashi, Kol Bachar. And Parashas Re'eh, which we don't do that. We do that on the second day of Shavuos. Not on the first. On the first day of Shavuos, we lay Parashas Yisro. The Gemara will say that tomorrow.
Er Sol Tov,
I believe, yeah. What? I don't know. For Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShvi, B'echad L'chodesh. Rosh Hashanah, we read also Parshat Emor. Yom HaKippurim Achrimos. Yom Kippur, we read Parshat Achrimos. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. First day Sukkot, Korin Parshat HaMoados, Shebetoris Kahanim. Right? You read Parshat, again, Parshat Emor. U'b'shar Kol Yom HaChag. And the rest of the Chag, Karbanos HaChag. You read the Karbanos Achad. What? Well, that's what we do. Right. What's missing from this list? What's missing? What? Shemina Teres? No. But what's missing is, what about the Maftir? What Maftir do we lay in every Yontif? It's the same Maftir. It's always in Parshas Pinchas, and it's always about the Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, on the rest of Sukkot, you read about the Kabbalos. What about on Sukkot itself? Doesn't say a word. What about Shavuos?
No,
what
Kabbalos is talking
about? What do you mean?
What are the Kabbalos that we give the old 13, 12, 11, 10, 9?
We read that on the first day of Sukkot also.
I see
it. It's not in the Mishnah. And the rest of Sukkot, you read about the Kabbalos. What about the first day of Sukkot? The Mishnah doesn't say a word about the first day of Sukkot. That's Tosfos. What? What are you talking about? The Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Korin Parshas HaMoados, Shebet Toras Kahanim. You read Parshas Emor. U'bishar Kol Yemos Achad. And the rest of Sukkot, the Karbanos Achad. You read about the Karbanos. And what about the first day Sukkot? You don't read about the Karbanos? Huh? Well, not according to Tosfos.
Don't we do both of them?
We do both of them. Why did the Mishnah say that? So look at Tosfos. Baha Sha'anu Ma'amidon Sefer Torah Shnia B'Ma'amados. And we take out a second Torah on the Yomim Tovim, the Korin Karbonos Hayom, and we read the Karbonos, and we call it Maftir every single Yontif. From Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah, through every second Torah is the Kabbalah of Parshas Pinchas. It's a rule. Lo matzinu smach b'talmud. There's no resource for that in Gemara. I'm reading your Tosfos. There's no source for that in Shas to take out a second Torah and to read Karbanos. There's no source for it. Wait, what?
It's a post Talmudic
add-on. Ah, b'seder Rav Amram, in Rav Amnam, yeshnu, it's there. V'ktsat yesh smach l'davar. There's a little bit of a remez. Come on, we're going to say it tomorrow. Avram Avinu lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Right? How do I know I'm going to get the land? And Hashem told him Karbanos. How do I know it's good? And what happens when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed? Hashem said, "Well, you learned about Karbanos. You davened Karbanos."
So
Amalu Kadosh Baruch Hu kvar tikanti lehem teira Karbanos calls man shakar lehem. Says Tosfos, that's the makar to take out a second Torah and read. I thought that's fascinating.
Wait, they go on to establish a lot of stuff.
Correct. They establish a lot of stuff, and it's such a funny thing. We take it so for granted. That I'm telling over the kasha, no one's ever discussing it. What's he talking about? What kind of kasha you have, right? Because we take it so for granted.
That doesn't bother you, but last week you have a bia arguing with Rabbi about what we do.
Yeah.
On every single time. So until a bia, they didn't know what they did.
Right. Right. Well, that's the old story. Next. Right. No, you're right. Next. Chanukah. What about Chanukah? Nesiyim. On Chanukah, we read the Nesiyim. Why do we read the Nesiyim on Chanukah? We didn't see him on Hanukkah because even though that has nothing to do with the Hanukkah story, it's zero, it's still Hanukkah Sabbath took place on Hanukkah. No, now it's Hanukkah itself. Now it's the only Hanukkah. Right. Right. Purim. But Purim read Rehavu HaMalek, right? Rosh HaKadoshim, Rosh HaKadoshim. Rosh Chod, right? My mother, my Sabratius. On a mother, we have read my Sabratius. The tinyos on a tinus brachos v'klolos. We read the brachos and klolos of Pashas Bichukotai. Okay, we do not do that. We don't do that. And ein mafsikin v'klolos. And by the way, if you ever do read klolos, you don't. There's no hasaki. You don't call two people in the middle. Ella echad koreis kulam. One person lanes the whole thing. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbes, b'mincha, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha. Korin kisidron. You read it in order. The Ain Olu Lahem Minacheshman. And by the way, Shia, even though you're reading it in order, don't think, well, I already called up three people on Thursday, so now Shabbos, I'll start with person number four. No, they're not part of the Cheshman. Shinemar, Vedaber Moshe, Smadeh Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. What?
Shia.
No, because he asked me before. What about Monday, Thursday, Monday? So the Mishnah said, that doesn't count. It's an extra thing. Shenemar v'adaber Moshe t'mordei Hashem v'nei Yisrael mitzvosin sheyikori called echad v'echad b'zmano. Each zman has its own time when each yontif has its own special laning, and we just went through them all. We left out to go to Pahara. I didn't even think of that. We left out Shmini Atzeres, and we left out the second days of Pesach also.
Yeah.
Right, but we're going to see in the Gemara. We have a new lay. We lay Parshas Peshal.
We'll probably establish later
on. Right. So the Gemara will go. The Gemara will go through all Tisha B'Av we didn't mention. Other things we didn't mention, we'll go through all of it in the Gemara. Alright? What? What? And also we're going to do in the Gemara. What? Right. Also we're going to do every Haftorah. Which, like, most of us are not Haftorah people. You know, some busy with the Haftorahs. Most of us, I'm not at all.
Yeah.
I know. So we'll do the Haftorahs as well. Alright? Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow for the Gemara.
Yeah. All right.